This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Every time a new highway opens up, so do new businesses. Entrepreneurs flock in to cater to all the new customers that will drive up and down the new highway. Well, the same kind of thing is going on right now in the two states that just legalized the recreational use of marijuana, Washington and Colorado. Now that it's legal to buy it, there have to be people to sell it. You could call them potrepreneurs. Mitchell Hartman covers entrepreneurs for us from Oregon Public Broadcasting, and we sent him across the border to Seattle, where he filed this report.
On a recent night, the streets and clubs were full of ebullient crowds.
Oh my God, do you know how happy? We are so happy!
Celebrating legalization not only of gay marriage, but of recreational pot as well. Mike Graves is a videographer, and he says now that he'll be able to buy and smoke legally, he wants consumer services.
I would like to have a compendium established of various strains and their effects. There are strains of pot that make you more mellow. There are strains that make you more up.
Enter Brendan Kennedy. I met him at a Seattle office the next morning. 40-something, jacket and tie, MBA from Yale, and stints at Silicon Valley VC firms on his resume. He's CEO of Leafly.com, like Yelp for medical marijuana.
What Leafly does is it provides 50,000 patient reviews about the medical effects of cannabis. These are all the different dispensaries. You can read dispensary reviews.
Here's where it gets interesting. This startup was already going gangbusters. Web traffic and advertising from medical marijuana dispensaries up 20% a month. Then legalization passed in Colorado and Washington. Kennedy says he and his private equity partners, who've raised $7 million to invest in the cannabis industry, are very comfortable going after this new market.
People who are using cannabis for more recreational purposes, rather than open a bottle of Chardonnay Friday night at the end of a long week to relax, they happen to use cannabis. And we're building something that has a mainstream look and feel.
He's got the branding worked out.
It's Wine Spectator or Cigar Aficionado for cannabis. The big difference is no one will argue that alcohol has health benefits.
Problem is, plenty will argue marijuana doesn't boost your health either.
This is still illegal under the federal laws.
Bo Kilmer co-directs the Drug Policy Center at the Rand Corporation. He says medical marijuana is already a legal gray area, sometimes tolerated, sometimes not. There's no telling what the feds might do with recreational pot.
The DEA, the U.S. attorneys, the IRS, they could potentially prioritize going after those entities that are producing mass amounts, or they could choose to go after those entities that are actively marketing toward youth.
Or they could target advertising. That could make it complicated for websites that don't sell buds but do promote pot brands. Then again,
one of the difficulties about having legal marijuana in the United States is trying to regulate advertising because of commercial free speech. So there'll be a lot of challenges there.
Michael Blue, the chief financial officer at Leafly, already knows plenty about the complications.
With just about any typical service that you would need to have as a startup, a bank, a lawyer, an accountant, all of that's more difficult in this industry simply because of the gray nature associated with it.
In spite of their Ivy League and Silicon Valley pedigree, Kennedy says they tried 9 banks before one would work with them.
Can you tell me what bank?
No, you can't. Okay.
So they're comfortable with it, but maybe not that comfortable.
The problems with the industry are also the opportunities. The managers are unprofessional. There's no standards. There's no involvement by Wall Street, private equity, banks. You have to have a high tolerance for risk. And despite all those problems, annual revenues are large, and it is growing rapidly.
Everything from marijuana to greenhouse equipment and lab services, not to mention pot brownies and gummy bears. Leafly was meeting with some Colorado dispensary owners after our meeting. They're marketing a new liquid extract you use discreetly in a vaporizer. Entrepreneur Jeremy Heidel calls it pot for soccer moms.
The three strains that are in front of you are Chernobyl, Epic Blueberry, and Blueberry Diesel.
Which points out one big challenge Brendan Kennedy faces, getting mainstream business acceptance, the stoner stigma.
There's a periodic table of the elements look that we've created to the site so that we can avoid some of the less fortunate names of strains.
Like Lemon Haze, Green Crack, and Trainwreck, all reviewed thrillingly by users on Leafly. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.